Senate Bill 103, an act to revise the process and requirements for changing the form of municipal government.
Senate Bill 103, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Boak.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 103 is the brainchild of myself and the Municipal League. I had the opportunity during this last year to take a second-class municipality to third-class at their request, and it was a convoluted process, and it turned out that most of the statutes that dealt with a change of class municipality or change of form of a municipality hadn't been dealt with or addressed or updated for quite some time. So really, Senate Bill 103 is just an attempt to update those process, make them more permissive, easier to understand. Really, if you look at Section 9 of the bill, that's the meat. A lot of sections were deleted, but then recombined in this new Section 9 there in the bill. One other thing I would just point out to you, there has been some slight confusion on Section 1 of the bill. It does not require that a municipality have all three forms of government. If you look, the amendments are a little difficult to read, but it does say each municipality shall be governed by a board of trustees, comma, a mayor and a common council, comma, or by a board of commissioners. So they have their choice. And then that last sentence was added or changed to say a city manager may be served with any of the forms of government. Again, and making it permissive, easier to deal with, a more open-ended process. And then one other small change was to allow, again, with the situation that I was involved with, where they wanted to move from a board of three trustees to a board of five trustees, that if you get your petition in on or after the 1st of January of any year, under the prior statute, you're required to have that election at the time of the regular municipal election. There should be no reason why a city should have to wait a full year if they want to change from three to five. If they want to pay to have a special election, let them do it, and this change will now let them do that. But I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any. Otherwise, please support the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 103. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Boak?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunn Jim?
Aye.
Dunn Rebecca? Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frederick? Hangey?
Aye.
Halverson?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven? Klochek, Lang, Lawler, Madden, Moore, Munson, Olson, Paisley, Reedy, Browns, Schoner, Staggers, Simmons, Belandra, Bitter, Whiting. Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 103, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed